Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki. I'm a Turner Call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quarantine assurance purposes. May I speak to the person requesting this callback? How may I assist you?
This is Terry Smith. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What about you?
Yeah, I just need to ask you a couple of quick questions real quick. I ain't going to take up too much of your time. If I'm working part-time on my job, I'm trying to see, can I qualify for partial unemployment?
Okay, so therefore you're working part-time, and you're trying to see if you could be able to approve for unemployment. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how many hours a week are you available to have?
Well, they got me working 28 hours. And it's kind of making it hard, you know, Rob, what I said, it's making it hard on my bills. I were working pretty good hours, but now instead of me working 30-some hours a week, she got me working like 28 hours a week. So really, I'm just losing 3 days off my schedule. So that's what she got me working 28 hours.
Okay, so therefore you're working under 30 hours a week. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Most definitely could be able to apply for unemployment.
I just want to reach out to somebody. Cause I don't want this to fall on me on the back end. That's why I reached out to you.
Yes, sir. That's understandable. You did the right thing. Did you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
So who I need to reach out to concerning this matter?
Okay, so therefore, if you want to go ahead and file a claim, I could be able to help you file a new claim for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that something that you wanted to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, I could go ahead and assist you with that. Can I please have your Social Security number?
It's 417-02-6653.
Can you please repeat your Social Security number?
It's 417-02-6653.
Thank you. Okay, now just to confirm, your first and last name, which is Terry Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
It's 7487752.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Her name is Annie Mae Smith.
Thank you. Can you verify your date of birth for me?
December the 15th, 1969.
Thank you. You do not have an after claim. Please file an initial claim. So therefore, I will be able to help you file a new claim for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, that's going to be English.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you understand that normally making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years? It could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
For the federal government?
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, your first name is Terry. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
T-E-R-R-Y.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, your last name is Smith. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
S-M-I-T-H.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your phone number?
It's 205-299-3542.
Okay, that's going to be 205-299-3542.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, your date of birth, which is December 15, 1969.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, your mother's maiden name, which is Smith.
Anna Mae Smith.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you. What is your driver's license state?
Hold on, let me get it. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Just... It's going to be an Alabama driver license.
Okay, that's going to be Alabama.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, just to confirm, your driver's license number, which is 748-7752.
Yes.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black African American.
Okay, that's going to be black?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Neither.
Okay, so I have to be able to put you down for one of them.
Let's put Hispanic.
Okay, that's going to be Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay, that's going to be non-Hispanic. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Male.
Okay, that's going to be male?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 12th.
Okay, that's going to be high school diploma?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to confirm, your residential address, which is 103 Arthur Drive.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. And that's going to be in Clinton, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to confirm, your residential zip code, which is 35045.
Yes.
Thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your occupation?
I work for Jack's Family Restaurant.
Okay, what was your occupation at Jack's?
Maintenance.
Okay, that's going to be maintenance. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Let me see what I could be able to find for you.
Okay.
Okay, now I do see an option for grounds maintenance workers. Okay, is that going to be the correct one for you?
That's all you have?
No, sir. I got plenty of options.
But I still work for Jack's Family Restaurant, though.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah.
So basically, you're trying to find an option that pertains to the occupation that you work for.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got you now.
Okay. So another option, which is building and grounds cleaning and maintenance occupation.
That's perfect.
Okay. So therefore, I put you down for your occupation, which is building and grounds cleaning and maintenance occupation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your hiring hall number and the name?
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. What's your hiring hall number and the name?
Of the person I work for?
Okay. Do you have like a hiring hall, the number to your hiring hall that's on your badge and the name?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. No worries at all.
No,
are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Say that again now.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 10 miles.
Okay, that's going to be about 10 miles.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
About 10.
Okay, that's going to be about $10.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama where an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Prepaid.
Okay, you want to go ahead and keep the state debit card?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the name of your previous employer?
Jack's Family Restaurant.
Okay, that's going to be Jack's Family Restaurants Incorporation. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
It's 205-755-3687.
Do you mind if I put you on hold for one moment?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Smith, I do apologize about the wait. So just to confirm, your employee phone number, which is 205-755-3687.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What is your work location, city, and state?
That's in Clinton, Alabama.
Okay, that's going to be in Clinton, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your employment start date?
The day I started?
Yes, sir.
I started October 10th of 2009.
Okay, that's going to be on October the 10th, 2009. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. When was the last day that you had physically worked?
I just worked just this past Saturday. No, just, matter of fact, just yesterday.
Okay, so therefore, that's going to be August the 12th, 2024. Is that correct?
Man, August the 12th.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You reported your last day of work to be during the current week. You will be required to report wages on your first weekly certification. So
yes,
therefore,
ma'am.
If you have received your last paycheck, therefore, when you file your weekly certification on this particular week, you have to be able to report your wages.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
Tommy?
Yes, sir.
I am still working. They just got me working part-time.
Yes, sir. That's understandable. Did you voluntarily quit or have you been discharged?
No, ma'am.
Was it because of lack of work?
No, ma'am. They just cut. They just cut everybody's hours down. I can't pay my bill with 28 hours.
Yes, sir. That's understandable. Was it because of corporate downsizing?
I don't know. For one thing, they got two or three different managers getting almost $50 a week. See, that's the biggest thing. You know, you got your system managers and your GMs. They qualify to work 10 hours a day. But for us, we can't. I normally get good hours, but for the last past couple of weeks, they've been cutting everybody's hours down. So, although they're so strict on this labor stuff, you know, the labor situation, they're very heavy on that. So that's the problem. They always talking about labor this and labor that. So
yes, sir. That's understandable. Yes, sir. Could you say the reason why you're no longer working is because you've been laid off as no work is available?
No, I'm still working.
Okay, these going to be options for you.
Yeah.
What's the reason why you're no longer working is because reorganization and rescheduling?
So these are the questions they're going to ask me?
These are options.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay, was it because of lack of transportation?
Lack of transportation, that's one of my biggest reasons, because I don't have no car.
Okay, so did you want me to put you down for lack of transportation? Because I do have more options.
Long as there ain't going to be nothing that's going to affect me.
Okay, so therefore, I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and repeat the options to you. So therefore, can you say the reason why you're no longer working is because strike and lockout?
Lack of transportation.
Okay, so therefore, you want me to put you down for lack of transportation.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You are certified that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Montgomery? Is it Jasper? Is it Birmingham? Is it Gaston? Or is it none of the above?
Montgomery.
Okay, that's going to be Montgomery.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 1120 Hillcrest Crossing West. It's at 2020 Mimosa Lane. It's at 211 and a half Willis Circle. It's at 37 Point Escabia Circle. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
211 and a half Willis Circle.
Okay, that's going to be 211 and a half Willis Circle.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Which of the foreign street addresses in Prattville have you ever lived at or been associated with? It's at 1837 Edinburgh Street. It's at 2109 Victoria Place. It's at 780 Summer Lane. It's at 886 Fairview Avenue. Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this property.
2109 Victoria Lane.
Okay, that's going to be 2109 Victoria Place.
Yeah, I've been with that one.
Okay, thank you. Do you mind if I put you on hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
Mr. Smith, I do apologize about the wait. Did you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim? And that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, the benefits, rights, and responsibilities? Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also requested you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama, which is spelled all the way out, .gov. And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
I got to update the resume?
Yes, sir. You should be able to go to the Alabama Works website and create a profile so that you can be able to update your online resume.
I'm going to get some out. I'm not pretty good with all that.
Okay. I mean, if you decide you don't want to do it, that'll be fine. But do you still want to go ahead and proceed with this claim?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Our information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined and questions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow and question listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in a claimant portal. Click the File Weekly Certification button on the home page or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I know that on Sunday. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, yes, sir. Please don't disrupt me while I'm working. And that's going to be 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filed online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. After union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employers who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training, a letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that's going to be Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And so you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision of your claim is made. Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit our local Alabama Career Center. you reported your last day of work to be during the current week. You will be required to report wages on your first weekly certification. Okay, Mr. Smith, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. So by me trying to fire this fresh on the floor, this is not going to affect my job.
No, sir, it's not going to affect your job because you only get paid only 28 hours a week.
Okay.
So that's below 30 hours.
Okay, I understand.
Yes, sir. Your transaction number, which is 498.
Okay.
038. Okay. 805. Okay. Did you want to go ahead and repeat that transaction number back to me?
It's 498-038-805.
Yes, sir. That's correct. And thank you for submitting your initial claim, your PIN number, which is 1969.
I know. I can remember that one.
That's good to hear.
Again.
Is there anything else I could be able to assist you with?
You were so helpful.
It was my pleasure, and that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
And thank you so much for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. Enjoy your day, Mr. Smith.
You enjoy your day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.